Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those joining us now by TV, by radio, and by live streaming, wherever you're coming in to our service from. Welcome to our Sunday morning worship service. If you're listening by radio, you can go to www.theshepherdshouse.net. Get the entire program. I want to invite those that enjoy this program to help us keep it on the air. I want to invite you by listening later on in the program and find out where you can send your contributions that are tax deductible to help us with our TV and radio programs. And hopefully you'll be led of the Spirit to be obedient to God and help us out. We need your help. All right, St. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 14. St. Mark, chapter number 14, starting in verse number 1. The Word of God says, after 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread, and the chief priest and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, he set it meet. There came a woman, having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head. There were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it may have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, whithersoever the gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also shall be done, that she hath done, shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Luke 14, verse 16. Then said he unto them, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground. I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. And I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. The Lord said unto the servant, go ye out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you this day, Lord, for being such a mighty God. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to come and proclaim the precious anointed word of God. Father, asking you, Lord, for the anointing to rest upon me today, for without that anointing, I know that all that's said and done would be void and it would be in vain. But Father, once again, I pray that you would hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that no honor, no praise would come to me in the flesh. But Father, that the name of Jesus, Lord, might be praised, uplifted, and glorified. Father, for now and forevermore, Father, we know that you are worthy to be praised. Father, asking you, God, Lord, to use us, Lord, until we're all used up, and then take us to that beautiful city, Lord, whose builder and maker is God. Father, asking you, Lord, today to anoint those that are here today that are interested in hearing the word of God, Lord, that their ears would receive, Father, the word of God. Father, strengthen those, Lord, that are weak. Father, touch those, Lord, that are lost. Cause them to see the need to cry out to you. Father, those that are backslidden, Lord, let them feel the need to return, Lord, back to you, Father, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, I pray, God, Lord, that you would also, Lord, touch those that are broken, those who lost loved ones, strengthen them. Those, Father, that are hurting, give them comfort. Those, Father, that are lonely, Father, give them companionship. Father, those, Lord, Father, God, Lord, that's going through a difficult time, I pray, God, Lord, to give them, Father, help, Lord, in this time of need. Father, help us, Lord, all to praise you, because you most certainly are worthy to be praised. Father, Lord, I pray, God, Lord, to help me to preach this message today, Lord, in such a way, Father, it would touch the hearts of all that are here, all that are listening by TV and by radio, all, Lord, Father, that are watching by live streaming from wherever they may be joining us, Lord, from around the world. Help me to preach your word, Lord, with power, with the anointing, and, Father, with love. We give you honor, praise, and glory, for indeed you are such a mighty God. In the loving name of Jesus, Lord, we humbly pray and ask these things this day, for it's in Jesus' precious name we do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing for the reading of the Word of God today, to give reference to His Word. Looking back into the Word of God here, this very first familiar story that I read to you, I'm going to take the text today, or the title of the message rather, out of verse number 8. And this is the title of the message today: she had done what she could, but have we? She has done what she could, but have we? Looking here in the Word of God, Jesus, it went to Bethany to be guest with Simon the leper. And just a little while before they came to get Jesus to crucify him. And I'm thankful that the Lord was busy about the Father's business in the midst of everything that was going on. And while he was there at Simon the leper's house, there came a woman there that day with an alabaster box of ointment. And that woman that came that day was known as being a sinner. And in the commentaries that I have read, it's believed that she was Mary of Bethany, which would have been the sister of Martha and Lazarus, and how that she came to offer praise to the Lord, to worship him. And when she did, she brought in this alabaster box of ointment that was very precious. It was from the plant of spikenard, and spikenard grew in the Himalayas in China, and also in Nepal, and in India is where that grew. It was very hard to be able to get perfume that was made from spikenard because of the great distance that it was. It was very hard to find. One commentary that I read a few years ago said that the value of this box of ointment would have been pretty close to 1 year's wages that she had went and purchased. And she got that, and she took it to anoint the head of Jesus. And Jesus said, she's doing this for my burying. Amen. Signifying, amen, it wasn't going to be long. Amen. He was going to be buried. But he also knew he wasn't going to stay there. He was going to get up and come out, amen, of that grave. Thank God for that. I'm so thankful for that. Amen. But Mary came because she was so broken, amen, in Jesus. Amen. He cast out spirits out of her and set her free. And she was so grateful and so thankful that she got the most precious thing that she could purchase, regardless of the cost, to come and pour it on the head of Jesus. And here was the religious crowd. They said, well, you don't have to go to church all the time. You don't have to worship God all the time. I mean, ain't no need of it. Just go whenever I want to, and it'll be okay. But see, somebody that is really know that they've been forgiven of a lot of sins and really thankful for what God's done, amen, will worship him, and he will be the number one thing in their life above everything else. More important than ball games. Amen. More important than the farm that you're farming. Amen. More important than the job that you're working. More important than the money that you got in the bank. Amen. More important, amen, than the vacations that you take. Amen. More important, amen, than air that you breathe, and that life, amen, that he's gave you in the first place, amen, that you have, amen, God is the number one thing, amen, above everything, amen, in your life, amen. Jesus at one place in the Word of God said, who do you think will love me most? And they said, Lord, I suppose to he that you forgave most. I'm thankful today. Amen. The Lord forgave me of my sins. Some of you are not very thankful because your fruits have proven that to me. And your fruits have proven that to the Lord. But to those that are thankful, amen, you'll get to church at any cost. Amen. To those that are thankful, you'll witness to the lost. It don't matter, amen, if it causes shame and brings a reproach back upon you. You'll tell them about Jesus. You'll offer them, amen, the opportunity, amen, to come to the house of God and to hear the Word of God. Amen. That'll be all that you think of. You won't be walking around talking about politics 24-7. You'll be walking around talking about Jesus 24-7. Or Brother Jimmy, they'll think I'm a Jesus freak. I would to God that everybody thinks I'm one. Amen, because he's the most important thing, amen, that ever happened to me. Amen, we got an election, amen, that's coming up. But I want you to understand this. It don't matter if they put the devil himself in office. Amen, Jesus is still king. Amen, so whatever happens, amen, God's going to still be on the throne. My name's still going to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I'm still going to have hope. Amen. Listen, that God's going to get me through this life. Woo, praise the Lord. So the religious crowd began to point fingers at her and begin to say, she's wasted. Look how she's wasted that perfume by coming and breaking that box and pouring it on his head. Jesus said, you let her alone. You let her alone because she's done what she could. She's done everything that she could in order to worship me. Oh, have you done everything you could? Have you done everything you could? Have you really done everything you could to worship the Lord and to give him honor and to give him praise? Amen. Many times we've got the opportunity to lift our hand and give a wave offering. Amen. And because you're so scared, amen, somebody's going to judge you. Amen. You won't lift your hand up. Amen. And praise God. Amen. Sometimes, amen, you may be so full of the Holy Ghost, amen, that you're about to bust, but you won't let out a war whoop, amen, because, amen, you don't want to be ridiculed by somebody saying, that's one of them that's going over there. That's one of them. They done got wild. Amen. I hope to goodness I'd rather be wild, amen, than to look like a corpse. Woo! Some of y'all look like a corpse. Amen. I was teasing one man this morning. He was dressed up so pretty. I said, you look good enough to bury. Amen. That's what they said on Andy Griffith. Just having a joke. Some of y'all look good enough to bury this morning. I wish to God you look good enough to stand up and praise the Lord. Amen. For what he's done for you. Because he died on the cross. Amen. To keep you out of hell. He took the beating on its back that I deserved and you deserved. He voluntarily went and hadn't done anything wrong and allowed them to beat him so that I wouldn't have to feel it. Hey, listen, amen, this place should have done come unglued today. But because you love the world more than Jesus, it don't move you. I know that's rough preaching. Amen, all you can do is kill me, but God will still take me to heaven. Amen. The proof is in the pudding. Oh, Brother Jimmy, I didn't do anything. Amen. Listen, it ain't no problem for you to go, amen, out into the world. Ain't no problem for you to suck on a cigarette and sip on coffee. Amen. It ain't no problem, amen, for you to watch television 80 hours a week. Amen. You can't go to the house of God and praise him. Amen. You can't quit making money. Amen. Long, oh, Brother Jimmy, I just don't go to church. My wife can't come. Amen. You gonna tell the Lord I'm gonna go to hell because my wife can't come to heaven? Boy, I'm telling you what. I just feel it changing right now. I'm going to go ahead and preach anyhow. Amen. How much love, amen, do you have for the Lord? How much, how important is he to you? Is he the Star of David in your eyes? No, he's not. Amen. Your checking accounts, what's the Star of David is in your eyes. Amen. Because you hunger after money, you think about money, you worship money, and the worldly things is the most important thing there is in your life. I can see it, God can see it, and you can see it too. You just want to admit to it. Woo! Y'all pray for me. Amen. Y'all see who's going to pastor next week because I won't be here. Y'all going to kill me time I get done today. But I'm going to pour out. Amen. We need to get in here. Amen. And worship the Lord. Amen. Sooner or later, I won't have but five or six. But we'll take them five or six holy rollers and we'll turn this into Barron County upside down. Amen. Because when you're buried, there ain't nothing I can do for you anyhow. When was the last time you went and told somebody, hey man, let me stop you in the middle of your conversation? Did you know, friend, I'd be in hell if it wasn't for Jesus today? Have you stopped and told them, excuse me just a minute, you may be eating your food and it looks good, but see, there's no stripes on my back because Jesus took them. So that I wouldn't have to received the stripes that I deserve. Brother Jimmy, do you mean you deserve? I need to be beaten to where there's nothing but a greasy spot left. But Jesus said, I'll do it. I'll go so you can be set free. Amen. Jesus one day was walking and they was praising the Lord. And the disciples said, shh, y'all quiet down. He said, leave them alone. If they don't praise me, these rocks out here will praise me. Hey, listen, I wonder if Jesus came to the Shepherd's House parking lot, if the rocks out here would have to start singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb that was slain, but he rose again. And now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father while you sit like a hunk of meat on a church house and ain't got no praise in you. Hey, listen, I had prostate cancer, but I ain't got it now. Hey, listen, my God, Jesus healed me. Amen. Listen, I deserved hell, and today he's gave me a place in heaven. He's wrote my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I'm going to spend the rest of my life preaching to people and telling them there's a way to escape hell. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. But there is a way that you can make it to God's beautiful heaven, and there is a life, amen, that's full of joy and peace and happiness. Amen. You may be going through some things. I am too. I've been going through one thing right after another for 42 years. But I made it through every one of them. And amen, what I'm going through right now today, one day it's going to pay. I let come unglued while he's singing that song this morning. He ain't going to leave you there. He ain't going to leave you there. He's going to bring you out. Some of y'all ain't went through nothing. Amen. Because you're so selfish and so set in your ways, you ain't give God no praise. You're not even worthy to be hounded by the devil. Amen. You ain't got no problems because you ain't ever praised God. And the devil's never attacked you because he's already got you. Amen, but listen, amen, if you're on the firing line, amen, all the hells are coming against you. But you know what we're going to do? We're just going to limp and drag and lift my hand and praise him till I go down. And they take me out of here. You can look at me, amen, like I got three heads if you want to. I don't care. I come to tell you today, I'm going to praise the Lord. I come to tell you today, amen, I'm going to take my spikenard, if I had any, and pour it upon him and give him honor and give him praise. Amen. And give him glory. Amen. I didn't get what I deserved. I got forgiveness instead. Amen. Instead of getting hell, amen, I'm getting a mansion in glory. You ought to come see my new home. Amen. You need to come. Amen. Somewhere on Hallelujah Avenue. There won't be no man. There won't be no shack there. Some says, Lord, build me just a cabin in a corner of glory land. I ain't going for a cabin, John. I'm going for a mansion. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it was not so, I would have told you. Praise the Lord. Now we've got something good. Amen. On the other side. Amen. Sometimes I cry, Jenny's been gone a year and 4 months. And sometimes I'll break down every week. I'll break down and cry because I miss her. Yesterday I was praying. I said, Lord, would you tell Jenny something for me? To tell her I love her and I miss her. I know she's having the time of her life and I'm having to struggle. Amen. Down here. Hey, listen. When was the last time you praised God? When was the last time you brought an offering to the Lord? Amen. She everything that she could. She spent all of that money and she brought it. Amen. They begin to hound her because she had been an old sinner. She'd been somebody that had a bad reputation. And Jesus said, you let her alone. She's doing what she could. Amen. Somebody, are you doing what you would, or are you doing what you could? Is that what the Lord's going to tell you on Judgment Day, that you done what you could? Or is he going to say, well, you done what you would? Some of you today are doing what you would, and that's nothing. And some's doing a little. It's very little. But on that day, I want the Lord to say, well, you done what you could. You done everything that you could. Have you brought, amen, your life to the Lord? Notice here, amen, in the Word of God, I'm going to go back and read it, amen, one more time real quickly. Down here in Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Amen. Let everything that has breath praise you, the Lord. Amen. When was the last time you praised the Lord?
I don't know, but when the last time was, I praised the Lord.
Amen. If you don't know when the last time you praised the Lord, it's probably because you hadn't. Or you hadn't praised him like you ought to. You know what? When you get saved, what you do, you come and you give the Lord your heart. And you say, Lord, all I got to give you is what I can. This is what I could. I gave you my heart. I gave you my life. You're everything to me. I surrender it all. That's my offering of praise. That's what I will give you. See, back in the early church, at the very beginning, the disciples told the people, go sell everything you got and bring it. And we're going to distribute it to the poor. And we're going to help these people that are hurting. And they all went and sold everything they got. And today people comes right in the house of God and steals from the Lord. They won't pay their tithes. Amen. If they give anything, they almost want to sing, precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. Here's my dollar, because I'm going to lay in a bed and waller and worry no more, because I'm going to keep the rest of it. Whoo! Oh, I love my pastor. I'm going to have to pat him on the back. Excuse me just a minute.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142.
too. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible, as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.